Gordon, Edgar Cayce, of course, the great American prophet, the late great American prophet, has always talked about earth changes as well. Your map is different from his, but there are similarities. And I've got to tell you, when you look at this, it is scary because, you know, most of California is gone. Nevada is gone. Utah is gone. Part of Colorado is gone. A great portion of Mexico is gone, sucked up by the ocean. Portions of Oregon. What causes these changes, Gordon?
We kind of touched a little bit on it previously. The mechanism that drives our magnetic field and helps, you know, maintain life on Earth is the rotation of the Earth and the core of the Earth. And they rotate at different speeds. And occasionally they get stuck and then release. And so when that happens, it changes or modifies magnetic fields. And of course, what we're seeing right now is a major reduction and has been consistently for at least a half a century now, maybe more, of the magnetic field declining. And we know from core samples in the past that every time that has happened in the past, there has been a shift of the poles, the magnetic poles. So we're north and south can shift, or what can happen is it can shift a few degrees, so that North Pole might move a few degrees. So there's two types of pole shifts. One is where the magnetic field changes, so our compasses would literally just point in a different direction. And the second type is a geophysical shift, where the Earth itself changes its axis position. And that can happen in either where the Earth tumbles in space, or it can happen where the outer crust, lithosphere, if you will, shifts its position relative to the core, which is what I think is occurring now. So I think both things are going on now, magnetic shift and a geophysical shift. The trigger, I believe, is the core of the Earth for this upcoming pole shift that I see. And we already know that we've got changes. The magnetic field is wandering, and it's moving very quickly now, it's heading eastward. So it's well underway, and that is what I believe the mechanism. And, of course, anytime you move that kind of mass internally to the Earth, mm-hmm. you create heat, and that heat has only one place to go, and that's upward.
Will these changes, once they occur, will they be quick? I mean, will we wake up one morning and all this has happened, or will it be a slow, gradual process?
I think it'll be a series of events that will occur. There'll be warning signs that have already occurred, but there'll be more warning signs, and then there'll be an event, kind of like, you know, the New Orleans event right now, Louisiana event, you know.
I mean, that's a warning sign, I think.
Yes, it is. And then, you know, the next major event that probably will happen will, at least in the United States or North America, will probably be on the West Coast. We'll see some changes there. So we're going to see, you know, these are spaced changes where they occur in events. So, that, you know, the West Coast, for example, gets broken up into three places over a period of months, perhaps even years. And then, you know, more things change. Where we're Louisiana now, that whole area, the Mississippi becomes like a huge, you know, almost like an inland sea.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
We have water just pouring down from the Great Lakes and into the Gulf, and so we expand that tremendously.
Can you imagine what that bridge will have to look like?
You know, we're a very clever society. We can build things that are unbelievable. And in the future, I have seen that kind of technology. You know, I've seen bridges that are just, you know, I look at them in the vision, I say, how did they ever do that? You know, we're talking about massive, long bridges, you know, bridging, you know, the eastern United States to the western United States.
With the future map, Gordon, Michael, Cuba is gone.
Yes.
Half of Florida is gone.
Yes.
It's kind of frightening. This onslaught of water when it comes in, and we talked about whether it's gradual and the warning signs. Will it come in, though, in the form of tsunamis and higher tidal waves, or does it just like creep open like water did in New Orleans, where it just broke through the levee and just started rushing in, and it starts coming in that way?
The latter part, though it's different around the planet how it occurs, but the mechanism that is going to drive all this is the landmass. Both ocean and land are going to buckle. In other words, land is going to get displaced. So you're going to have portions of the seabed that are going to break the ocean level. It'll be new land, particularly in the eastern, off of the Florida coast to the east, for example, between here and Africa. Very large mass of land will rise there. And same thing in the Pacific, between the Hawaiian Islands and the west coast of America. You'll see a large land mass. So you've got land masses being displaced, some rising, some sinking. The ratio of 75-25, you know, water to land, remains the same. But it's this movement of land thrusting up that then in turn pushes water. And then as melting occurs, as we find a new axis position and we have more solar direction on the poles, we get more melt off, and therefore we drive more water. Now, you know, everybody wants to know, when is this going to happen? And the late great Edgar Cayce, as you mentioned, and people like Ruth Montgomery and myself, we all saw this happening around the turn of the century. So back in 79, before I knew who Cayce was, or any of these things, was you know, I kept seeing the millennium image of a millennium party, so I knew it was around 2000. So we all saw that date, and it didn't happen, so we were all wrong. So one of the lessons that I learned is that we can see an event, but something may modify that event. And events usually do happen. That's been my experience. And so it's just, where in the timeline does it happen? And when you see visions, it's really hard to get a date unless you happen to, your vision includes a newspaper, for example, or a license plate
Right.
And I look for those little elements. Otherwise,
in your visions.
Yeah, you look for it and you say, okay, this is going to happen, you know, with Hurricane Andrew, when I predicted that right on the money, all of it, because I actually saw a vision of the newspaper. So I just reported what the newspaper said, and it occurred. The same thing with the Northridge quake. Those are events that I saw clearly because I was able to see some element. I trained myself to look for these elements. And, you know, there's also this wild card, which is human consciousness. What play does that, you know, take into consideration here? I think it's probably significant. But either case, we were wrong on the dates, yet we're still seeing it unfolding. So whether it occurs, you know, 5 years later or 10 years later, the events still appear to happen, and they happen slowly but abruptly at the same time. So it's abrupt, a kind of a calming, and then another, and then another, and another.